Of all cases within our unit were performed as training cases. The endoscopists who offered more than 15% of training opportunities are shown in red. Both the cecal intubation rate reaching the JAG standard and a points per list greater than 8 were important factors in determining the number of training opportunities offered. This implies that training tends to be offered by those of greater competency and at the same time isn't actually detracting from the quality of the service. Surprisingly, training wasn't associated with reduced volumes per list within our unit. Also of interest to ourselves, surgeons tended to offer more training opportunities than our physician colleagues. As I say, that's within our unit, though.